Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold's dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Chando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is Wednesday, May the 25th, 2016. Want to just thank you all for listening and choosing to come to Chando Radio Show today. We have a live show for you. As we always know, we don't always, but as most often we do, sometimes we may not have a live show from time to time, but most of our shows are live, and I look forward to, and I know that some of you look forward to us having a show here on Black Talk Radio Network. So just want to thank you all for listening. Today is Wednesday. It's Wise Wednesday. Brother Davis will be in a little later today and jump off into today's show. But before we get into that, I just want to take care of the first things first, and that is the crowdfunding campaign that you can actually support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com, crowdfunding digital black media campaign that's going on, and that is the Black Talk Media Project crowdfunding campaign. And very easy, you can do it from the website, and it is a great opportunity for you to actually give energy to the overall network so it can continue to grow. So, so important. And if you would like to do that, very easy, you could do it online there at the website. You can hit the button to donate, and also you can send in a check or money order or pay via PayPal. So now let's talk about the ways in which you can support the network. Option one is a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. All contributions and donations are greatly, greatly appreciated. And you can do that either, like we said earlier, either by PayPal or by sending a check or money order to Black Talk Media Project is who you would make it out to. P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120 is the first option. And with that, you will receive the monthly statistic reports and the radio station's and social media operations via email. Okay, option two, one penny more for $25. You will also receive the email report on both the social media and the radio station, as well as receiving a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. If you would like to receive two t-shirts, they are given out in $25 increments, so you would put in $50. 3 t-shirts, $75. 4 t-shirts, $100. So that is option two. Great option there. All of them are. Option three is to become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. And in addition to receiving all of the other, all of the other things that you would receive in option one and option two, the social media, the statistic report for the radio station, and as well as a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift, you will be eligible to receive gifts from the network from time to time. So that is how you can support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are here, and by donating to the 501c.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Let me correct that. No, because that's actually a good teaching time right now. We are a state nonprofit. Deliberately did not file for a 501c3 because we seen the traps that get laid for 501c3s. If you don't plan on filing or taking money from the government or taking money from these big corporations that control all our organization, if you don't need a 501c3. But we are registered with the Secretary of North Carolina. So we are legit nonprofit, but we are not a 501c3. Did not want those federal entanglements.
You know what, Scotty, and I'm glad you said that, and I'm glad that you chose to do that, because that's exactly because you're opening yourself up for so much under that so-called umbrella. Well, it's more than an umbrella; it's actually a catch to it. And I'm glad that you had the presence of mind and had the will not to do that, and seeing how it could be more beneficial for the overall network and all of the listeners and everything that will be done with the network in the future. So big applause to you, brother, for actually taking that stance. And I think that is something that many of us should start to really look at as an option to many things, different things. We have to look at things that are aligned with our own harmonic frequency and our own agenda and our own way of doing business and establishing a rapport with the people that we serve. So glad that you're doing that. That is very, very important, Scotty. So great. It is not a federal, does not have federal protection. So, but it is a nonprofit organization that you can donate to. So just go to Black Talk Radio Network, the crowdfunding digital black media campaign that's going on. And like we said, you can actually mail in your check or money orders. Just make it payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Very important that we support this network, because there's much work for us all that we need to do. And this is something you already know. So now with that, let's go over to Facebook and check out some of the articles that we posted there inside of Tando Radio Show, and that's Tando Radio Show that we have posted there. Let's check it out. Some of the things, just pulling it up as we speak. But in the meantime, if you are interested in supporting a black business that has a great product, the product that they have is called Uncle Fats. It's a seasoning, great, great seasoning for your food. It has all natural ingredients, herbs, spices, and actual minerals that are inside of all of the things that some of the things that your body needs. Is not all of the things, but at least you will be getting some of the appropriate things that your body will need in order to properly function. You can do that by going to getunclefats@gmail.com. That's getunclefats@gmail.com. If you're interested in purchasing precious metals, real money, converting your currency into real money, and so many reasons why you should, then you can go to Prosperity Mint and actually purchase some of the metals that we have there. Or you can contact us or contact me directly at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. That's wolf6 pack1@gmail.com. So up and running, and here we go. Okay, now, some of the articles that we have posted inside of Tando Radio Show, this was a very, very important one. And we were, oh, I'm going backwards. Let me go back further. Messed up. And my man, Brother Braggs. Put it on. Thank you, Brother Braggs. Okay, so now, there's an article that we posted yesterday, but because we were on air, we didn't get to talk about this one. There's an article from yesterday that, and this one comes from UPI.com. IBM continues layoffs that could top 14,000 jobs cuts. Well, it wasn't just IBM that started doing that. It's a lot of companies today that started cutting back 2,000, 1,400 people and so on and so forth. This is, you know, one of the trends that we're going to continue to see. Next article from Superstation95.com says ICE agent commits suicide in New York City. This is a little while back earlier in, I think it was last month or so. Lee's note revealing government plan to round up. I think the article itself is round up and disarm the American public because of the banking crisis that's coming. And this was updated twice, May 10th, May 12th. So there is the actual, this comes from Superstation 95. Maybe we'll take a look at it tomorrow or so. Very important. So next one. Another one from Superstation 95. Moody's downgrades Deutsche Bank, now two steps from junk. Another Lehman Brothers moment's coming in effect. Says folks are literally starving to death in Venezuela from an economic collapse. And if Deutsche Bank, and that was the end of the caption that was there, and we will definitely look at that at the appropriate time. We're just going to run off the news here because our good brother, Brother Davis, is in queue waiting. So we're going to get to Wise Wednesday after we get through the news. We're going to make our way through that. Very, very important. So this is, let me tell you, a real Lehman's moment, a Bear Stearns and Lehman moment is already unfolding. And this is something that we talk about often, but we will cover this tomorrow and at some time also in the rest of the week. Also, next one comes from another mainstream media place. Comes from Alphabet Network. Says Chinese bank sitting on $1.7 trillion debt time bomb. But see, the thing is, but the debt time bomb is for who? Let me guess. Let me tell you. It's for the general population here and globally that do not prepare appropriately. It won't be for the banks. Not hardly. Next article. It says new ADHD drug has psychiatrists scared. So check out this article. There's a new candy flavored. Man, this stuff is so crazy. But check out this article. Because, you know, this is ridiculous, some of the things that they're trying to do with young people. Then there's a new ADHD is overdiagnosed. Here is proof. Check that out. Really is. Next one, Pentagon-linked analysts push preemptive strike on Russia missile defense. The Beltway military flotilla of one of the most inflammatory ideas yet calls for a preemptive strike. Check out that article. We will also check out this one later on in the week as well. Very, very important. Then I tell you, this one is the real important article that is unfolding. This comes from Bloomberg. In my commentary, I was rushing. I didn't get it in correctly. It says, Bloomberg. This comes from Bloomberg. New York, London on notice as China's covets commodity pricing. China has put the world's traditional financial centers on notice that it wants to develop raw material markets. And this comes from Bloomberg. And I said, and we're going to talk about this definitely tomorrow, what this really means. And I said my commentary to this, Bloomberg may be reporting this, but you heard it first here on Tando Radio, on Tando over a year ago. Yes, Bloomberg may be reporting it, but we were speaking about this very thing happening over a year ago. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the purge that we've been talking about coming to fruition. So we'll talk about this later on.
And one quick question on that, Dave, because that's important, and I can't wait for tomorrow's program. But if China does that, I was thinking that helps Africa because nobody has more precious metals and natural resources. But then I started thinking, well, that means though, in order for those nations to benefit from this market, they will have to reassert their independence, meaning they will have to kick out the Western corporations that they have signed, given contracts to mine, to pull out oil. And for the life of me, I don't know who signed a deal that Liberia signed with one of those oil companies to where Liberia only get 5% of the revenue from their own oil reserves. That makes no sense. So this could help Africa because it's the largest deposits of mineral resources on the planet. But if the governments allow themselves to be in these contracts with these robbers, you know, these crooks and whatnot, the people going to continue to suffer.
The people are going to continue to suffer because I'm going to tell you, Scotty's absolutely right. How you control nations is you use oil to control nations. You use resources to control the population. And Scotty is so right. Now, this is one of the things that I think that you're going to see. You're going to see part of the purge is all of that which Scotty just talked about Liberia only getting 5%. All this stuff is going to come out, and the Western banking system is going to be put on public display for on global public display, and the trial, and they will place them on trial, and they will convict them, and it's going to lead to war, and it's going to lead to an actually where countries will be seizing back their assets from different things. But this is the key, like Scotty said. One of the things is, what are the people going to realize in those countries and start to demand so that they don't get their resources being stolen from them and taken from them for the advantage of someone else? And this is doesn't matter who it is if it's not serving the people that are actually the ones that are the occupiers of that land and the people that, excuse me, not the occupiers, the ones that are actually indigenous to that land and are a part of that nation. And if they're not benefiting from it and just being exploited, and that could be a possibility, you got to be careful with things because, you know, some of the nations that we know of, some of them right now want to make sweetheart deals to where they appear to be friendly, but later on could be change up. This is something that everyone needs to be aware of. But this is a part of the purge that we've been talking about here, and it's coming to full fruition. So, yeah, this is really, really important. It's an opportunity for Africa to reclaim its global significance where they gain from what they produce. This has Africa to become one of the strongest economic continents in the world, not just resource rich, but economically rich, that stays within the continent and extends to all of the trade deals and all of the partnerships and all of the alliances that they have with the other nations that have been sincere in heart. And I tell you, it's been very few, if any at all. So this is something that has to be remained to be seen and actually watched closely to ensure that is not trading one tyrant for another. So tomorrow we'll definitely pick up on that. And I posted, my man Brother Braggs posted this again because it's really, really important. And then I posted the Superstation 95 article with the Deutsche Bank two steps. That's really, really important. We'll cover that too. And then another article posted that French nuclear plants to go on strike today. So that's what's in the news. We have Wise Wednesday for you all, without a doubt. We're going to bring Brother Davis up at any time call in, have your questions ready to go. There are so many things, because your true balance is what you need. You need to be able to, let me tell you why meditation is so important to me. And I'm gonna step out on this one. I usually don't talk about a lot of my private side, but I'm gonna do it in this one incident. Meditation is really how I pick up on frequencies from all over the world. That's really how it's done, and it's something that I know has worked for me, and it's something that I know I need to develop even further, and it has helped me in so many ways. I rely on it more than I do a news report or a report from someone. I don't care if it's eyewitness report. I rely more on my meditation and what I'm picking up and discerning in the energy realm, spiritual realm, than I do anything else. That weighs heavily with me. It really, really does. And I like to be grounded that way, and it has served me, you know, very, very well in many an instance. And so I'm just, you know, that one of the things that just works for me. I refuse to turn off who I really am. In fact, I just want to actually nurture and actually grow more of who I am, so that the full potential of the perfect vessel that the great creator God Almighty has made can start to work perfectly. So we're going to go to Brother Davis right now. Let's pull him up. Brother Davis.
Greetings, brother. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, it is. Always good to hear the voice and resonate with the energy of a friend and family indeed. What's going on, Brother Davis?
Well, brother, I'm going to tell you, it's been an exciting time this time of year, because the weather is changing and things are really beginning to show their growth pattern. And if you look out your door, you could see how green the grass is and how it reaches up to the sky. So that lets us know that we're actually operating in a greater purpose when we open our mind to achieve all it is that we can be. And I mean through the growth process of purpose, one's individual purpose. And we have to understand we all have a responsibility to that. So that's one of the reasons why we bring Wise Wednesdays to you.
That's right.
Tonight I'm excited, because I think we have reached a point now in our practice, and I keep saying practice over and over again, because we must do it consistently in order to become better at it, and that requires a practice. One of the greatest tools that we have is to be able to find a place of peace where we can open ourselves to learn more about ourselves. We've lived in a system of westernization that allows us to understand what they want us to believe is truth. But as we examine our personal selves, we begin to see that their truth and our truth don't actually coincide. Well, that's called awakening. And there are many of you by now, if you've just been utilizing Wise Wednesdays as a way of trying to find who your true self is, you should be beginning to see a lot of attributes that you have that are not exposed to you through the teachings of Westernism. And the reason being is because as you begin to expose yourself to more meditation, more material will start coming to you, more like-minded people will start exposing themselves, so that you can have open discussion not only about what you're experiencing, but how to choose the path that's most suitable for you through your meditation practice. We have changed our behavior patterns somewhat just because we've decided to grow in knowing who we are. And the reason for that is it makes us more in tune, so that we can receive and that we can project on a most positive level that we understand. And understand how I say that, under the positive level that we understand, because we're going to run into people who have a lot more that can give us wisdom that they can give us through their personal experiences or maybe something they read. And they'll refer to you different books. And those books you may find to be contentual, and some of them may not deal with your specific purpose. Now, why do I say that? I say that because we are humans and we are all different, and we all come from a multiplicity of areas. So it's not going to be uncommon to find that you could wake up in a similar way to another person, but the path that you're called to is in an entirely separate area of your life. And that's a good thing. And the reason why that's a good thing is because, once again, you're waking up to learning about you. Well, on today's show, I want to really get you to focus on your imagery, the persona that you have of yourself. Because these all stem through the images that you have attained over the years. And see, what a lot of people don't realize is in Westernism, most of those images are negative because they want you to have an inbred fear. Now, fear is not a tool for good. The only reason why fear is used is in order to manipulate, intimidate, or to terrorize. Nothing else. I mean, unless you believe the old thing about healthy fear, there's nothing healthy about fear. That's why it's good to do your own due diligence. A lot of us nowadays fail to realize how simplistic that we move into the world in which we live, and we accept those things that we know nothing about as not being able to harm us. Well, that is not true. You see what's being done with food today. Look at the advertisements. Oh, it tastes good. They don't tell you what's in it, but it tastes good. So they're doing and working overtime. And for those people who are in the system, or should I say the matrix, they'll tell you, oh, wow, we went there and it just tastes so good. They don't tell you that this new bacon burger, double stack with cheese and a little bit of sausage on the side, tastes so good. But they won't tell you it's unnatural to your body. They won't tell you that once it gets inside and breaks down, the enzymes will strangle your blood vessels so that your pressure goes up. It won't tell you that the meat may sit into your bowels for 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks at a time, because literally your bowels are trying to adjust and moving this through the process, and it's not a natural thing for your body to do. So in the meantime, when you're thinking, oh, it tastes so good, you wake up to the middle of the night, how many of you had heartburn? You see what I'm saying? It's a byproduct. How many of you had acid reflux? It's a byproduct. That does not come from alkaline-based foods. Remember, anytime you eat something, it's going to do something. Anytime you think something, it's going to do something. Which brings us back to the initial title of the night show, The Persona of Oneself. If you see yourself as a weak person, as a person who doesn't really have any direction, as a person who literally moves through life moment by moment, then that's what your life will turn into. A lot of people are sitting here saying, well, I know people who ain't far from that. There are a lot of people out here that have been victimized by this Western nation. And it's really sad, because they don't see a chance to even escape it. Where it's so simple, it might take a little bit of due diligence, but we're not building a rocket here. All we are doing is changing our focus from external to internal. And here's the best part. As you change focus, you begin to realize how much power that you truly have over yourself, over your environment, because now you're re-examining your choices and you are taking responsibility. And the best part about that is that you're not taking responsibility for anything outside of yourself. So the more empowered you become to take control of that, the more the ripple effect of benefit will go through your body. If you do the due diligence intellectually and learn about food, believe me, you'll eat better. If you do the due diligence intellectually and you go ahead and you focus on your meditation so you can separate your truth from Western truth, you will benefit by it. Nothing that is going on outside of you is going to affect what's inside of you unless you allow it or invite it in. And I know people are saying invite it in. Well, I wouldn't do that, but that's how simple it is. If you run to a fast food, then you know that there's something in this food that may not agree with you, but it tastes so good. That is your duality of that decision. Do I make this purchase because it tastes good when I know I may get heartburn or upset stomach from it? Or do I look up to see what the possibility of getting an alkaline-based food? All natural foods that have a nutritional value to them, to some degree, will offer your body antibiotics or it will alkaline. After the commercial, we'll get back on understanding the basis of one's persona of self.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
The persona of image. The persona of image is where your thought process starts when you think about yourself. It has nothing to do with that image that you see in the mirror, because there are a great number of people who don't like what they see in the mirror anyway. But you know what they do? They go past it, they present themselves to the world, and then they move on. Well, that is what you call your reflection. That's really only an attribute of who you are. But the persona of that image is that actually respecting the fact that you can do something about that image. You see, if you don't see yourself being able to make changes to benefit yourself, you will not be creative enough to step out here in the world and make changes that will help other people. Our major responsibility as human beings is to bring a better quality of life to the world through our actions. And that's why it's so important for us to do simple things like imagery. We must control the images that go in our mind, because that is where you're going to draw your persona of self. So, let's take, for instance, the image of a beautiful sister. The sun is out today. She's walking. She feels good. She feels the rays on her body. She might have a sundress on. But in her mind, her self-image, is she doesn't feel attractive. She just feels good today. Okay, so let's say she's dark-skinned. I'm a dark-skinned brother. But understand when I say I'm a dark-skinned brother. I'm a dark-skinned brother that, compared to other people, would consider me dark. And that's fine. I have no problem with that. So take a sister in the same position. What is her perception of dark? Because that is also going to have effect on how people see her when she looks back at them. She's going to wonder, well, am I presenting myself well? You know, ladies, you know, you want to look good when you're in public. And most men do too, but it's just not the priority that women place on it. So when somebody walks by and says, you know, you look very nice today, that makes you feel good. That's a plus. Because now, just that spoken word gives you power. Because you have been given energy by someone else that you may or may not even know. It's the same way it goes with men. But it's how we operate in that power. You see, some people literally allow those external aspects of them to kick in. Oh, am I handsome? Do I look sexy? Does he find me someone worthy of conversating with? Or am I interested in him? See, these are all the things that are taught us through Western terminology. That if someone speaks to you in reference to you, how you look today, and gives you a compliment, that there may be an ulterior motive. See, that's why persona plays such an important role, because you can look at them and say, thank you. You look like you're enjoying your day too. And keep right on walking. And it has no other effect. But then again, because of the power of words, it may. So we have to literally see ourselves to be ourselves. Do you see yourself at work as a predominant, a person who engineers what they do, and you sit at your desk with authority, and people come to you and seek your counsel because of the quality? Created an image there that allows people to have enough trust in you to know that they can come to you, and when it's situations that deal with work, because that's what you do. And you know, sometimes you can get so proficient at it that literally you could transform your day with the authority that you get from your self-image. Now, here's really when the power kicks in, when you start adding affirmations. What is an affirmation? An affirmation is a statement in my mind that transflicts, well, in other words, that transmits in my life. Now, the reason why I say transmits, because you know on them days when you got everything popping and people are walking by your desk saying, oh, can you help me with this? And you just snatching that there. You look at it, give them some advice, and they come back later. It's, oh, you were so right. I really appreciate that insight. See, that's when you know you're at the top of your game. That is a self-image that operates in work so that you're functional. What about at home? Are you the type of person just when you wake up in the morning, you just say, oh, this is my day off. I'm so glad I'm just going to stay in bed. Or are you the type of person that says, wow, I got my day down. I got a plan, and I'm going to initiate my plan. I'm going to lay here for about another 10 minutes. Then I'm going to initiate my plan to go out here and have a great day and get some things accomplished. You see, how we look at ourselves and what we achieve work hand in hand. So we must stay focused if we're going to be able to use our persona to our advantage. Because the initial thought is the creation. Now, if you're one of these type of people who have all these images in your mind and most of them are negative, you just got to do more work. Because you know them too. Oh, I didn't get this done because I had that and so-and-so came and that intruder, I had to take care of this and that. You don't get things done for you, but you might be doing everything for somebody else. See, and that's not a bad thing, but you have to do that with a joy in your heart in order to benefit by it. Because if you don't, then you're going to look at it as time that you could have spent better spent doing something else. One of the main things that that make your personal image of yourself better is affirmations. Your affirmations should be strong. They should be to the point. You have no reason to beg anybody for anything. So why, oh, I wish I could. No. I'm going to do what is going to be the best thing for me today. I'm going to pick up my family. We'll go to breakfast. After breakfast, I'm going to ask the wife, you got to do some grocery shopping or whatever. We'll go grocery shopping. I'm going to hold her hand. Why? It's part of the persona of image. You want your woman to know or your man to know that you are connected to them, that you are receptive to what they may be thinking, and that you are accessible so that you can converse about it. You see, these are the things that empower us. And when we become empowered, nothing stands in our way. And you can sit back and say what you're going to do before you even approach the place you're going to do it, and things will go just the way you expect them to, because you've already put that in the atmosphere because of the persona that you see yourself operating in. Remember, these things do not operate in a negative fashion. And the reason why I say that is because I don't want you to think yourself robbing a bank, because that's contrary to the natural law. But you can see yourself going into a bank and getting work done that you feel is necessary to get done while you're there, and come out with the result that you want to have. And that's in anything that we do. So when we think about how our self-image is, we can personify that image by focusing on where we're going, what we want to do, how we want to get it done, and the result that we want to have all up front before it even happens. Because when you put that out there like that, you are empowering your body to emanate the energy to achieve exactly what you want. Now, if you're meditating and you're doing this thing, and before you leave your house that day, you have literally changed the dynamics of the atmosphere, because you have taken that into a subconscious level, and you have implanted in your subconscious your plan, and your plan is going to emanate like a seed. And when you put a seed in the ground and you give it the right stuff, it grows. So those nutrients are going to be all in the air. Now, some of you are probably saying, well, how does that happen? It happens because we are energy. And anything that we think and do literally permeates. And if we tie it into other levels of energy, vibrations, we openly discuss it, we literally magnify. And if we got people thinking on the same thought at the same time, they don't even have to be in the same place. But literally, you're magnifying what it is you're trying to accomplish. We can't see ourselves as humans, because when you see yourself as a human, you see the limitations that are on humans. But if you see yourself as a divine being, you have no limitations. And the reason why you have no limitations is because you don't know how to limit divine. But you must work to get to a place where that is a part of your thought process 24/7. And when you do get there, you understand that it's only the beginning. Because as a divine being, what can't you do? You already know how to engineer the atmosphere in order to get what you want done, done. Did I say you were manipulating people? No. Did I say that you were using trickery? No. All I said is that you are using yourself in power, and you're going out and doing the things that you want to do, and you're achieving them the way you want to achieve them. One person once said to me, well, Brother Davis, that's like prayer. I said, well, how do you pray? And they said, well, I ask. I said, that's interesting. They said, interesting? Why do you say interesting? I said, because I don't ask. She said, what do you mean you don't ask? I said, I demand. I demand, because if I am who I say I am, and I practice these things to be able to step out and be the person I want to be. And my thought process and my persona of what I'm trying to achieve are on the same level. What can I do? These are the tools that Westernism does not want you to know anything about. Will they come to you easy? Absolutely not. Must you practice every day? And if you do practice every day, you'll only get better and better and better. A lady said to me, well, I just don't think that I can't control my mind so that I just keep getting thoughts in my mind. I said, it's because you keep opening up your mind to thoughts. She said, opening up? I said, yes. I said, when you go into your state of meditation, you shut down your thought process. Focus on your breathing process. And then each time you get into your state of meditation, your state of meditation will follow your thought process, focusing on your breathing process. And because they all work hand in hand, the deeper that you breathe, the more relaxed you become. Now, I'm going to give you what's called a side information. Now, the reason why I'm giving you the side information is because I know it's going to eventually come out. Because if you are learning to meditate right, then as you grow, you're going to be picking up a lot of things. So, here's a little sidebar for you. When you're in your state of meditation, and you're breathing deep, and you're exhaling slow, now I'm saying when I say you're exhaling slow, exhale as slow as you can, and breathe in deep as you can, as slow as you can. Now, the reason why is because you're literally engineering your brain waves. That's right. Your brain is popping at like 8 to 13 pulses a second. You know why? Because that's how it functions. And the more you're out here in the conflict of programs, it even functions faster. You know why? Because it has to process more. Not process with substance, but process to get things done. But in your state of meditation, you can slow down those brain waves. Hell yeah, that's right. Remember, I told you the more you get into yourself, the more control you have over yourself. So when you get to slowing down those brain waves, you'll see that they go from that 12-8 to maybe a 7-5, and then maybe a 6-4. Now, I won't say lower than 6-4, although you can go lower, depending on the time that you've invested and the years that you've invested there. Because as I said, you will grow in this practice. You will literally, in a 6-4, be on what is called a beta level of brain pulse. In your beta level, you literally can plant affirmations through your meditation. See, all of this is building on you. All of this is controlled by you. All of this is achieved through practice. So literally, when you kick those affirmations in, whether it be, and I choose Ma'at, but whether it be Ma'at or some other foundational teachings, and there's many, there's Qigong, there's I Ching, there's the Derivians, who are black Indians, also have a meditation that brings in the oracle. And the oracles that you focus on are the based on spiritual natural law principles. So you're planting these things in you. And see, what's unique about it is that as you plant them in you, after you wake up in the course of your day, it will start coming out of you in your actions. You see, when you watch TV, TV literally lowers your brain waves between 9 and 7. 8 is the receptive zone. 7 is the receiving zone. Okay? Now, when I say receptive, that means that audibly you are being able to receive stuff that is planted in you, and that's why TVs run so many commercials, because they're lowering you through these zones of brain activity. And I don't take my word for it. Do your own due diligence. But in certain areas during your brain activity, they're planting things in you that will trigger you to make purchases of something you may not even need. You see, there's always a reason behind what Westernism does. Okay? So, perfect example. Let's take some of these here latest movies and shows that are on TV. Empire and How to Commit Murder or something like that. Now, what they're doing is they're implanting a consciousness in you. And the reason why is because they want you to stay focused on the programs. So for those of you people who watch Empire, ask yourself this. In that show, what is the positive image that you can really bring as an attribute to your personal practice of building who you are with that image? What is the persona? You see, if there's none there, then it offers you nothing. And if what is there is negative, then it wants you to do something that will eventually be detrimental to your life.
Brother Davis,
so
I have a question.
Yes, Brother Scott.
I have a question.
Okay.
Today,
okay, come on with it, brother.
Today, you ever heard of the group called Arrested Development? The lead singer, a guy named Speech, he's from Georgia.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very absolutely. Conscious brother. Very, very conscious brother. I've actually had the pleasure of interviewing him, and I'm hoping to have him back on soon, pertaining to a petition he put up on change.org to the FCC, telling them to bring back balance to the terrestrial FM airways because of all the negativity that is being promoted by the music. It's just pretty much 90% negative. And so I want to ask you this question. On a spiritual level, we look at a place like Chicago with so much reported death. Now, mind you, we don't know actually who's doing all the killing. You know, some people say it could be some police but I'm sure some of it is gang related, because I've grown up in the streets. So let's just be real about it. We do kill each other sometimes in these situations. But like the organization Clear the Airwave is pointing out that all of this murder music, is the term they use, is being blasted on all the radio stations in Chicago, and it's like they don't even care about the however many hundreds of deaths that have been attributed to gun violence in that city. So I'm asking you, though, do you see all of this negative music that is targeting primarily black kids and whatnot, is that a real thing on a spiritual level and that manifests itself in the physical?
Absolutely. There is no question, and I mean unequivocally, there is no question that the violence, the vulgarity, and the disrespect shown to humanity, meaning all aspects, is definitely planting seeds in children that go out here and become victimized because of their lack of maturity. Now, when I say maturity, when you go to school, they teach you one and one is two. But you can't take the information from one and one is two and get into a car and drive. But yet, the programming that pats your back for saying, you're right, one and one is two. Now go out and drive a car. They're telling you to be destructive. They didn't give you any information based on what is needed. So look at Chicago is a perfect example. Now we know there's a lot of murders up here, but we know them people who are murdering don't buy those guns. You know why? The reason why we know that is because every gun that is purchased, they could follow. Every gun that is manufactured with a number on it, they can tell you from the day it was manufactured to the day that crime was committed. You know why they don't follow that? Because then they will have to accept the fact that there is a systematic distribution of these weapons in our community. And they may be bought in by any any number of means. Because, see, if you really get into what's going on in Chicago, there was a railroad yard up there that had military weapons that literally disappeared. The weapons disappeared at the railroad yard. But you heard nothing about it, nor is there a lot of investigation about it. Now, the only reason why I know is because I'm connected with a few different friends up here who were telling me about it. And I said, are you serious? He said, Brother Davis, they will not do any follow-up on any weapons, on any crimes that deal with black people. You know why? I said, why is that? Because they have no respect for black life. They are putting these guns in our communities just like they're putting the drugs in our communities. Can we prove it? Oh, there's video. There are communities, literally, they got video of people coming into the community and bringing in weapons and selling them out the back of their cars for next to nothing. That's
hey,
not counting the drugs.
Oh.
Yes.
No, go ahead. Finish your point. Then I wanted to. Go ahead.
Okay. That's not counting the guns that come in with the drugs. And you know we're not bringing no drugs from overseas. And if you really want to get into it, now this is a tattletale sign. The United States went over to Afghanistan and literally took over all of the poppy fields of Afghanistan. And the biggest overdose drug in America right now is heroin. Heroin's made from poppy. Do you think there might be a connection there?
Of course there is. There have been a video of troops guarding the poppy fields. The United States government has admitted it through the Pentagon.
Yeah.
But to your point,
absolutely,
to Chicago, you know, so people don't think we just talking conspiracy theories. Yeah, it's a conspiracy, but it's not a theory. It's a fact. The DEA, you know, they are about to extradite Chapo Guzman, I think is his name, the one who was heading the Sinaloa drug cartel.
The Mexican drug dealer.
Well, they had a deal. The organization Sinaloa had a deal with the DEA that allowed them to smuggle drugs to Chicago. And you know they didn't stay in Chicago. But this is admitted. This
absolutely
is in court filings and what have you. It just ain't make mainstream media. And when they talk about his upcoming trial, they not going to mention the DEA had a deal to allow them to smuggle drugs for information on their rivals. You know, snitch on your rival and you get a free pass. That's the deal they had.
Well, first of all, brother, he's not going to court. You'll probably hear that he made some kind of deal outside, but he's not going to court. I mean, you think about it. What's he got to lose by telling the truth? He's not. I'm going to tell you, I would even go as far as to say this. Something strange and deranged will happen where he might even just disappear. Because, you know, when a person knows too much of the trash, they're not going to put him up to expose it. Come on. But this is happening all over the country. And see, that's why we as a people have to understand that our role is to uplift each other, because the responsibility is not going to be accepted from someone else. This is ours. And the reason why it's ours is because it's our community. It's our brothers and sisters that are dying. Do you think for a minute, and do the math, when a black person dies, if their body dead is worth over $300,000, a whole lot of people's making a profit off of that. And this is America. This is the most, and very, let me be very clear about this. This is the most sinister and corrupt country in the world. And right now, the political structure is not even trusted by the people because they see so much corporate control. And this is what they consider to be a civilized country? Come on. Look at your TV. You got Walking Dead on it. You know what that is? Walking Dead is getting you to be desensitized to commit destruction, period. Because if you look at it, here's somebody who's already, they told you he's dead, but could attack you. Never in history. Think about it. Someone is dead. Has a dead person ever attacked you? But they have to create this image in order to tap into your emotional side so that you can manifest this fear and be prepared to kill indiscriminately. That's why it's called desensitization. So this is where we are in America, and this is why we must take a course of action that everybody could tap into and don't need somebody else in order to tap into it. And then when they can unite, they can take those ideas and they can start unmassing greater numbers because of like-minded people. And believe me, they don't want you to understand the power of numbers, but they'll tell you in indiscreet ways. Remember the scene from the ants when the grasshoppers are sitting down talking? They say, well, look, why don't we just tell the ants? He said, we can't tell the ants. Do you see how many ants it is? Can you imagine what would happen if all of those ants decided to attack us? They would outnumber us 1,000,000 to 1. There is a lot of fact and philosophy in that statement, but they were serious about sustaining their control, and we are in a similar situation right now. Now, for those of you who haven't seen the movie, I regret because I was trying to point out a specific issue, and this is a child's movie. So listen, don't think that they're not indoctrinating your children when you take them to see a Disney movie or something. This is multiplicity across the board. So literally, the younger they are, the greater chance they have to overpower them because they do not have a mature thought process. That's why I gave to you the concept of the example and how to follow the example. If you don't have a good example to follow, you're going to be in the same situation. But you can create your example by the tools that I've been giving you. And these tools are practiced daily. And when they are, you become what you empower yourself to be. Is it going to stop the destruction in the street? Well, there's a lot of people who had bad examples. So absolutely not. And the reason why is because we will lose a lot of people. We'll lose that people because of fear. Or that some people get so scared they'll freeze, and that's what you call an easy kill. You know, it's not a moving target. And there are people that think like this. I don't want you to think that everything that you have been hearing in reference about prepping, why you're prepping, the repercussion of decisions being done in society, the aftermath, and the aftermath will come. When that dollar falls, there will be an aftermath. We do not want to focus on these completely, but we got to prepare ourselves for what we know is to come. So yeah, all of these things are connected. Believe me, even when you see, when you hear Dave at the beginning of the show giving you the current events and what's going on, what he's doing is he's putting a 1,000-piece puzzle together. And the more of these pieces that he puts in, the more clearer this puzzle becomes. Your job is to be able to prepare yourself so that whatever this happens, you have a modicum of preparation so your circumstance does not deteriorate as fast as someone else's. That's all. Because in reality, regardless of how much we prepare, no one is fully 100% prepared. No one. The sad part about it is that most people who have a downfall, it will come from another person or be attributed to another person. Because we still, being human, need to have that connection. And that's why I said from the very beginning, be sure who you're around. After that, listen, when we come back from the break, we're going to get back on the track. Unless you got a question, call me, because I'm going to tell you this is an excellent time for us to get all of this here stuff out in the open so that we can clear the air and prepare properly.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
We're back. Okay. We just gave a spot. Scotty asked a question. We gave focus to the question. I want you to understand now that the reason why Scotty's question was the way it was is because we already know what is happening in our community isn't being done by us, but it's being projected like we are the perpetrators. That's not just one community. That's every black community. If you heard Brother Dave talk about taxes, that's not just one community. That's every community. You heard Brother Scotty make his comment in reference to income. All of this is lies, and all of it's deception. Make no mistake. If you just got to hear it plain to the point, everything in America that takes from you is predicated on you believing the lie. Even your self-image, you had to believe the lie in order for them to work the American policy of white racism the way they have. You had to see yourself as a slave, a person victimized in the bush, and they told you, you was a savage. They're not going to tell you the truth. They're not going to tell you that you come from a long line of kings and queens that ran a civilization for 6,000 years without war. Think about that. They're not going to tell you that the fingerprint of black people on earth flourished the earth. The fingerprint of white people on earth has destroyed. It hasn't destroyed it completely, but it has destroyed it. Think about it. We have to open up our minds so that we can receive truth in the manner in which it gives us an avenue to operate from. We have to be serious about when we sit down to eat, what we're eating, what we're putting in our mouths, what it's going to do on the inside of us. We have to be serious about how we converse with our children. And when we say no, why we say no. A feature came out not too long ago where it said that the average child mentally does not mature until they're between the ages of 22 and 25. Their brain does not mature. But yet, the television tells them they can go out here and do these things because they're physically at the stage where it would be enjoyable. They're telling you, oh, your hormones, they're not your hormones. You just want to do what feels good. No, it ain't. It's not the truth. The truth is your body is a clock. And you could run that clock almost unlimitedly if you take care of it. If you do the right things to fortify it. If you wind it the right way. What is winding it? Through exercise. This clock is designed to sustain you for a great length of time. This is what's called an energy housing unit. But you're not going to get this information from Westernism, because they got a system that's based on this clock's disrepair. So if the clock has a problem, then they have a profit. Why do you think that a person can go out here for years and buy the same thing that's destructive to his body? I mean, think about it. How many people you know that smoke cigarettes? But yet, although it's pleasurable, and they might find a certain degree of attraction about it, they never tell you it's addictive, that once you start, you can get a point where you may never be able to stop. But if you do, we got a system for you. Because you will be in disrepair. And we won't repair you, but we'll make you feel better during this time of discomfort. You ever notice how many times you heard time of discomfort? Every time somebody's victimized by the system or their body's so decayed that it's acidic. That's what happens when your body dies. It literally turns to acid. It doesn't turn to an acid like you think acid is, but they do basically the same thing. They acid eats every living thing out of your body. That's why, do you ever notice when they talk about organ donations, it's a race? They're racing time? That's what they're doing. They're racing that process. because they know that they can put it in a suspended state to slow it down. It works to their advantage. The system is not designed to make you better. What's going to make you better is the time that you put in Black Talk Radio, because it's feeding your mind, your body, and your spirit simultaneously. It's teaching you that when you come to a crossroad and there's a light that has three colors, one means stop. And that stop might be in your track. That might be stop dealing with this person. That might be don't go into that bank at that particular time, because you might step into a bank robbery. You don't know, but you got to listen to what your body is telling you. When you prioritize your self-worth, you personify your self-image. Your mind operates in respect and responsibility to self. And everybody else that does the same thing will be in harmony with what you're doing. We are at a stage right now where we are neglecting each other. We should be putting our resources together and making sure we are making decisions with those resources so that will help many of us. It won't help all of us unless we do it in different groups in different places, but it should be helping many of us. I'm going through a thing right now where I'm trying to get people to understand, listen, our children are in danger. Our daughters are being put in the crosshairs. And do you realize that I've heard things like, well, they always wanted equal rights, that's equal. Now, that's what you call clueless. I don't put a lot of time in clueless. I don't put a lot of time in clueless at all. Remember, identify clueless. Because if you don't, clueless will burn your time up. Oh, yeah, the clueless always has... You ever notice how clueless always has a reason for their thinking that literally can mean nothing? But they'll burn your time up. Then there's the people who say, well, you know what? I don't mind making an offering, but I just don't have the time. Clueless. Take that offering. We need it. Whatever your purpose is, we need it. And if you don't think you need it, then send it to Black Talk Radio. You'll at least be adding to their ability to put the message out here for those people who I say we need it. That's me too. So we all have to take a active part in making things better. Because one person is not going to come back. There is no savior. If you want to see the savior, then you create that image in your mind and you bring him to life. But don't wait on somebody else to do what you should be doing yourself. I'm telling you, we all have different avenues of functioning. Some are better than others. And sometimes we can help each other. But it's going to take an initiative. My brother once told me, you know, he had moved. And then moved in right after a storm. And he sat back and he looked. Everything was done. What? He's not connected with these people. He don't know nobody. We're walking down the street. Is there anything I could help you with? Is there anything I can help you with? Can I help you with that? Some of the people looked at him like he was a fool. Pardon me? No, I don't need that. This is help at your door. And you don't identify the importance of saying, well, brother, if you got the time, this is what I was trying to do. And conversing to open up the ability to be able to get things done. We are a people that have been so victimized, we don't even trust each other. And it ain't because we dislike each other. It's because we've been so victimized by the programming for so long that trust is at the lowest point of the list. You know, it's at the top, though. What's at the top is what can I get? What is the value? Because that's what Westernism teaches. If there's a value to it, I want to know so I can see if I can get the gold. The value is in putting your time out there saying, listen, man, I could tell you I feel sorry for you, but I know I better help you. That would serve a better purpose if I just pitch in. That's the mindset we need. That's exactly the mindset we need. Okay, let me get back to persona. the persona that we have of each other right now is insignificant, because time changes everything. And if time changes everything, then we can change that persona. So I see myself at the on the top of the hill, and I see other people trying to get up to the top of the hill. So I help the person up, and the person looks at me and says, "Oh, wow, I just come up for the view, but you know what these are here?" And I say, "No, what's this?" "This is spearmint grass. This makes an excellent tea. I use it as a spice, too." "Oh, I didn't even know that. I came up here for the view." You never know what you can learn and who you can learn from. And never limit yourself, because this is why we are called people. People live in unison, harmony. They expand and spread and share. And that's what we do. We're expanding our knowledge, we're spreading our resources, and we're sharing our ideas. So you know now that the persona that you have of yourself fits that giant puzzle I told you about. You know now that when you see how the pieces go, you bring clarity to the puzzle. You know now that you are empowered to do something that's going to be constructive for not just you, but for everybody that comes in contact with your project or your presence. And I'm going to tell you something. I love it. I love it because sometimes the smallest thing, the most minute thing, makes the biggest difference. I don't know if I ever told you this, but I carry cold water when me and my wife travel. And sometimes when I see people on a corner, and it could be in California or it could be in Pennsylvania, don't make a difference. If I don't have the resources, because I don't know how they're going to use my resources, I must treasure them. So when I give my resources, I'm going to give my resources in a manner that's going to benefit as many possible people, as many people as possible. So when I see somebody and I roll up on them and they got that look in their eye, I at least hand them a cold bottle of water. Now that may not seem much. That may not seem like much at all. But if you've been out on that corner all day and you've been trying to make your situation better, that cold bottle of water can literally have great value. And it's just that simple. Now, don't get me wrong. I spread myself thin sometimes. Sometimes I do things with people who later on I find didn't have respect for me at all anyway. But it don't discourage me. And the reason why it doesn't discourage me is because that wasn't the one. That wasn't the one that will grow by the experience. And you're going to come across that. Don't get discouraged. Go back and build the persona of the image. Because I'm going to tell you something, that's going to require a lot of work. If you've elevated yourself to understand that there is a truth that is before you and there's a truth that is yours, then that truth that is before you has clashed with that truth that is yours many times by now. And the reason being is because you're trying to do the right thing for you. But not every circumstance or all environments are looking at you in the same manner. That's like keeping someone's secrets. Ange, why should you have to keep someone else's secret? If it's better if you just don't tell me, don't tell me. Because I don't need to know. If you want me to keep it a secret, then don't tell me. Because that way, I won't be offended by it, and you won't be offended by it. Me telling you, I don't want your secret. Do I want you to grow? Absolutely, I want you to grow. Because in 10 years, I might look up and need help in a circumstance, and there's your face. And you might look at me and say, "You know what, brother? You don't know me. I did this myself." Matter of fact, I ran into a professor. He taught Barack Obama. I can't even think of his name now. But he worked with, he taught Barack Obama at Howard University. And he's working with Barack Obama on the Second Chance program, which he literally started to open doors to. And people are getting out of prison, so his program is starting to really come to fruition. But I had a chance, opportunity to meet him. And I was at a dinner one day at a Q House. Q's are Mega Sci-Fi. It's a fraternity, and some of them are in my family. We were here for after one Sunday for a brunch, and that's his name, Professor. Just escaped me that quick, but I walked up to him and I leaned over and I shook his hand and I smiled. Everybody was doing that, but I leaned in his ear and I said, "My name is Davis. I'm a truth fighter, and we are out here to spread the truth." That brother got up, shook my hand, smiled at me, and he said, "Man, I was just talking to Warren a half hour ago. I lost my train of thought just that quick because he did something with me that he didn't do with nobody else. Everybody else, he shook his hand and smiled and everything, and I expected the same thing. I don't see myself as exceptional, but when this brother stood up, he looked at me and he smiled. He said, "I was just talking to Warren about a half hour ago." I said, "Well, I told you, I kind of lost myself at that moment, because when he got up and said Warren, I couldn't even remember Warren Valentine's. It shows where I picked it up from." So then when it did come to me, and I said, "Well, you know, calling Warren shows, it's a lot of times you can't get through because there's so many people calling." He said, "Well, I tell you what," he said, "I'm going to be on there tomorrow. He said, I'm going to give you a shout out." He said, "What's your name?" I said, "My name is Brother Davis." And he said, "Well, I tell you what, Brother Davis," he said, "I wanted to get up and greet you because you're the only person that came to me and said you was a truth fighter. So I know you know who I am." So you never know how it's going to come back on you. But I pointed that out because, like I said, 10 years from now, I might be doing something and you say, "You know what, Brother Davis? I remember you when you was doing Wise Wednesdays, and some of the things that you gave me really became tools in my life." So we don't know what life is going to give us back. But we do know that when we serve ourselves through our personal responsibility of growing, then we literally are adding to the harmony of the universe. And adding to the harmony of the universe allows us to step tall and be bold, because now we are not working in totality under the program. Don't tell me, don't get me wrong, there's certain things in the program that bring you fruit, and you're going to do. And I don't condemn you by no means. But when you start waking up to you, you begin to focus and control that program, because you begin to realize certain things you want to do, certain things you ain't going to do no more. And that's what we're trying to do here at Black Talk. We're trying to get you to understand that there are things that we can do. Yeah, this is happening, but there are things that we can do. Doesn't seem like it's going to make a big deal of difference in the moment that we're in, but look down 5 years, 10 years, and that moment might have been the seed of something greater than we could have imagined at that time. So yes, we must see ourselves as achieving greater than what we anticipate, because when it comes to our individual selves, we don't think in terms of the result of what we do. You know why? Because most of the time, when you do something positive or you start something, you start the ball rolling, you may not see the end result of where the ball lands or how it's affected people's lives or what. And then when you do, you hear about it. One of the neighbors that I have down south always says, "Give me my flowers while I'm alive. Don't wait till I die to give me my flowers. Give me my flowers while I'm alive." There's a lot of truism to that. And you know what? Every time I see them, I always greet them, and I always make time. If I can, I even come over with a cup of tea or some tea that they haven't had before, you know what I mean? That really adds to it, because you say, you know, you walk in and say, "Look, I was in town. I thought I'd stop by. Are you busy?" "Oh, no, Brother Davis, come on in. Well, I bought a little bit of chrysanthemum tea. It's a little Alongo." "What? Well, let me make you a cup and we'll sit down and talk." Add a little bit of honey to that, maybe a little lemon juice, and just a sprig of pineapple juice for sweet. Oh, man, you'd be surprised at how that adds to the conversation of you just spending 10 minutes with somebody, because that's how effective you're living your life. We must practice on a daily basis to live a full life based on what our needs are, what our self-image is, what our affirmations are doing. Because when you go into those states and you use those affirmations, you are fortifying yourself to be the person you see yourself to be, and you are energizing yourself so that when you get out here and whatever you speak into comes to fruition. And sometimes that just might be street conversation. And I'm going to tell you, I get into it all because I love my people. My wife said to me all the time, you know what? We go places and people just, they gravitate. Well, I tell her, that's because of your personality, your knowledge base. Literally. She can speak about anything, on anything, especially when it comes to women and women's issues and holistics. I'm going to tell you, you'll want to catch her show. I know she's working on it now. She's probably going to call Dave about it, but you want to catch her show. And you're going to find that we teach on the same concepts of growth. Her teaching on growth is going to take you in other areas that will empower you in the manners of what she's pointing out the subject matter. And believe me, it's going to be empowering, because I've seen this woman take another person's junk and make it another person's treasure. So just with that concept in mind, you have to understand, she doesn't possess anything more than you do. Nothing that she does or I do that you can't do yourself. So when we get in the program and you start talking about preparation, we do. Start talking about currencies and gold and silver, we do. Talk about getting good water purifiers so that we can drink good quality water, we do. So we're in a line of personal growth that is going to go beyond the circumstances that we're in today. And even when we go through these currents that are coming, we'll come out to the other side, because we have the tools now. We know how to go into our place of peace, find that place of time of tranquility, add some affirmations so that we can be more empowered, and then wake up and go out here and be of service to humanity and loving ourselves. And believe me, it seems like a lot, but it's very simplistic. And one thing about, and I found this out, one thing about doing the work of a divine being, it's all simplistic. Make demands on your prayer tower. Speak what you expect, and then go out and do it. We have no reason to beg, borrow, or steal. Because guess what? Anything that's available to one person is available to another. You may not see that at that particular time, but as you operate in it, it comes alive. Absolutely. And the joy of just having that time where you can say, you know what, I did that. It's a personal accomplishment to me. I'm going to tell you, the persona of how we see ourselves stems from what our minds are indulged in. So if your mind is indulged into some negative things, change it. Because we can do that. So if you think that you want to go out here and make a few dollars a night slinging, change it. And then tomorrow when you get up, find a new way to make money. There's always a way to go out here and make some money. And they're all not negative. And believe me, I have been there where you have been. Because I'm going to tell you, I've been at the lowest low and I've been at the highest high. And I like the highs better. I like the highs better, because now I get high or being natural. So look, we're going to a commercial. Please feel free to call in. Bring your questions so we can answer them today, and it will help your tomorrows.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
All right, Scotty, we back. Any phone calls at all?
Not yet, Brother Davis.
Okay, listen, I'm going to give you another avenue and be able to to strengthen your power. Learn about winter solstice, summer solstice, fall equinox, and spring equinox. Why? Because, remember, we're connected to the universe. There are certain times of the year when you are empowered more than other times of the year. And the reason being is because just like the seasons affect the earth, they affect us. So you know when the spring comes, if you're ready to go out here and do a little planting, maybe a little gardening, clean the house, and that spring cleaning thing. Then as the summer comes and the flowers are in bloom, you're feeling good, you're wearing a little less, feeling more sun on your body. You see, when you're doing that, your body's absorbing more sun. So the more activity that you use or focused on, whether it's mental, physical, or spiritual, you are operating in taking that sun's rays, transferring it into a energy, and disseminating that energy in any area of your process. Now, I say any area of your process because as I meditate, I elevate to my chakras. And I elevate in my chakras, I'm focusing on the meridians that flow around. Each chakra represents an organ, okay? And that organ might be your root chakra. It represents your lower body. And then your solar plex chakra represents your reproductive area, and so forth. I would take you through it all, but if it's not in front of you, you wouldn't really see it as clear it is, as clear as I'm speaking it to you. And I would rather you have an image of it first, because then understanding is more complete. But each chakra has what's called a meridian. Well, a meridian is a flow of energy that goes around it that absorbs all of the natural nutrients that you breathe in. So when you breathe air in your body, your meridian is snatching bubbles of oxygen out of that air, and it's free. It's taking it to the meridian, and it's releasing it in the meridian. In the chakra areas in which the oxygen is needed. That is why the deeper you begin to breathe, you slow down the pulse of your heart and your brain process. Okay? You are lowering yourself into a deeper state of trance meditation. Now, here's what's unique about it. All of these things are communicating with each other, and all you're doing is engineering it. And all you're engineering it is that you're saying to yourself, no thought, breathing. You get into that place where your mind doesn't think about anything but you getting to your place of peace. Okay? Now, in that process, when your body's starting to sink, your pulses slow down. That's right. In some cases, I know people, or I have read not all people, I want to get the impression like everybody could do this. Everybody could reach this degree through practice, but I know this friend of mine, Swami, has been doing this for years. And literally, he could do things with his body that I would not begin to think about doing with mine when it comes to meditation. And the reason being is because he always tells me, there is no limit to this tool called the body. There's no limit. You can achieve anything you want with it, but you have to follow some basic principles. And one of the basic principles is your body is a universe. And just like you look out in the sky and you see various planets and and galaxies, and all of that's in you. He said, so when you talk about a chakra, and then you talk about the meridians that go around it, you're talking about the Milky Way. And those meridians are the stars that bring all of the natural nutrients that the Milky Way needs in order to shine brightly and be so diverse through your vision. But in your body, you're literally controlling your universe. That is powerful. Because then I begin to realize, well, how about when I got a headache? You could do something about that. You could change that. Really? Oh, yeah. But you got to do, you got to put the right things in it. You got to definitely get a lot of water, and you got to get good spring water, water that's going to bring nutrients into your body. Now, we didn't have to worry about that at one time, but now we have to pay attention to it. And the reason being is because we want our body to function at peak efficiency. Everybody should. Even people who are sick want their body to function.
But Davis, you got to call in queue.
Okay, bring it up, man.
Okay. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? What is your question or comment for Brother Davis?
Greetings to you, Brother Dave. Rock in Jersey. How are you?
Hello, my brother. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm superb, man. Like I told you, I speak what I am because that's where I'm going. What can I do for you? What's your question? How you been?
I'm good. I'm good. Just listening on the way home. I just got home not too long ago. And you just really took some profound things on the entire program. There was a couple of things I wanted to touch on. You were talking about El Chapo Hilton, and it makes me think. I think he's going to get rid of it. He's going to disappear. The reason why is because, to me, he's much of a version of Saddam Hussein. They killed Saddam Hussein because Saddam basically knew all the truth that the U.S. was behind his rise to power, and his behavior was by the system. And Chapo was the same thing. There was a documentary on the History Channel about how Berlin was in Mexico. And they had these detectives who were tracing these guns. And what they found were guns were missing from their evidence locker. It would somehow turn up in Juarez, killing dozens and dozens of people. And what they found was by tracking the serial number that the CIA actually sent guns to Juarez, that guns that were missing from their evidence were the guns that were perpetrating the killing. So I just acknowledged on that, and I think that's really the kid in Brooklyn. Puerto Rican brother who lived next door to me, who used to get guns from actually automatic weapons from the military. And I remember having a department and had a security crate. It had, you know, stamps with traditional suits on the crate. And he opened the crate up, and there was some floor on top. And the floor was M16s, and he had some K-47s in there. And he used to hustle guns. He ended up moving down south. He was a good brother. I mean, he wasn't into anything except selling guns. And this was back in the 80s. So definitely, you're right when you say the brother you were talking to told you that they don't trace these weapons that are found in the black community because they don't care about black life. And so that just brought a whole lot home to me. Memories. And then to speak on the process of meditation, what you've been saying is profound because for the sister who you said was having trouble controlling her thoughts, the only way to cease thought is through control of the breath. And once you master that, you'll start to realize just how much control you actually have. In the Metsuneta, they have a proverb, and I think you talked about it, where they equate God to a body of water. It's basically consciousness, and this consciousness is equated to an ocean. And they always say if you take a drop out of the ocean, it doesn't change the fact that it's still water, which means essentially that the drop has the same quality as the ocean, but on a smaller scale, which is what Nile Valley Africans equated human existence to. We have the same qualities as God. Like Brother Bragg said, we are God. So we have the same properties, but on a smaller scale, because each living person is a drop out of the ocean of God's consciousness. And there's a simple prayer that I learned through Dr. York years ago that kind of helps remind me of what you literally just talked about. And it's called the All Prayer. It goes, I am in the love of the All, and the love. I am in the love of the all, and all love is in me. I am one with the all, and the all is one with me. I am a part of the all, and the all is a part of me. I can succeed as a part of the all and fail as an individual. I can be all that I wish in the all, as long as my wish is to stay in the all. I am never alone. The all is, I am. The all can, I can. The all does, I do. And that simple prayer, I say it daily, right after I deal with my ancestors. That's the last prayer that I say before I start my day. And it always reminds me of my connection to all living things and to the Creator via the Creator's creation. Like Brother Dave always says, the Creator only creates living things. Nothing inanimate can come from the Creator. And that simple prayer helps to keep that in the forefront of my mind throughout the day. And hopefully other people who either are listening or might listen to the archives, hopefully that prayer does the same for you. But Brother Dave, Davis, thank you so much. Tell Sister Davis I said hello. And I look forward to Wise Wednesdays every week because you literally drop some profound gems. And thank you once again.
Hey, brother, we received that, man. And listen, I do want you to do something for me. Write that prayer down.
Submit it
to Thando. And I'm going to tell you why, because I've heard the prayer before. And I also heard you speak about the Oracle Metsu Natur. Now, a lot of people have no idea what that is, but I have been telling them that as they begin to grow, that people will come to them that can offer them knowledge that they can build upon because they're receptive. And it's interesting that you would make this call because literally you gave affirmation to all the shows that I've been doing, and I wanted to thank you for that. And I wanted to let you know that my wife is here smiling and she heard you and she said, thank you very much. I think you just upped her show 2 or 3 more degrees if that can be done. But thanks very much, brother. I appreciate the accolades, but do post that prayer on Thando Radio if possible.
What I'll do, because I don't have Facebook, is I will shoot the prayer to my brother Dave, and then he can actually post it for me because I'm not on Facebook anymore.
Excellent. That's good. That's fine. That's fine. And keep reading the Oracle, brother.
Absolutely.
Right. Text me and I'll put it in. Brother Davis, you got like 3 people. It's full. You got like 3 people. So you're going to have to hurry up and get to them.
Okay, brother. I appreciate the courtesy of the call. Let's go to the next one, please.
Okay. Welcome, caller, to Thando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your question or comment for Brother Davis?
Peace, brothers. This is Max Parthas from New Abolitionist Radio, and I do have a question. How you doing?
What's up, brother? How you doing? Good.
All right. I was listening to you speak about the connectedness we have to the universe, and I'm curious if you follow the seamless whole theory or the FTL theory, basically, which was championed by David Bohm, who showed using particle physics, for instance, that despite how much difference particles have between each other, if they're connected, there is an instant reaction over large distances of space, which led them to believe that there is really no separation between us and anything else. We are connected as a seamless whole. Others view it as faster than light communication. I was just curious, did you follow a seamless whole perspective? That was my question.
Brother Davis?
Oh, okay. Okay, brother, this is I'm sorry. I apologize. I had it on mute. Hey, Max, I appreciate your call because I listened to you on the show many times and I've admired your work as well as some of your poetry. You're actually right in reference to those theories, but in reality, those theories are using a scientific avenue to explain what is already natural. 1. 2, we have access to anything that is living because we are connected to the whole, which literally comes back full cycle to what you were saying. But at any given time, we can operate in that by just moving closer to a living thing. I tell people, try with plants. Sit beside a plant in the sunlight and recite your poetry, and the plant will turn to you. The reason why the plant will turn to you is because plants here just like humans here. So they would lean to that thing that brings them harmony. That's why they lean to the sun. That's why they lean with the wind. They lean to sound. And test my theory. Don't just accept it. And you'll see that your power of you as an individual bringing harmony into an area that the plant has not experienced before would allow the plant to wake up to you. But I appreciate your call, brother, because like I said, I listen to you many times.
Well, thank you, brother. I usually listen to you guys every day before, or every week before I come on the program and absorb what I can. And you're right about the plants. I've read quite a few of the studies on that show plants even have precognition and telepathy.
Yes.
They're able to communicate with each other over many miles. Some forests think as a single entity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But listen, brother, I don't mean to rush you, but I want to get to the next call. But don't worry, you hear my voice. I'll call on your show to fine.
All right.
Okay, great, Dave, you want to go to the next one?
Great, great question, and great, great show that that brother has that, you know, comes on right after Tando Radio Show on Wednesdays. Here we go, next one. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? What is your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your question or comment for Brother Davis?
This is Rob, Brother Davis. Much respect to what you do and your platform that you do it on. I just want to share this experience with you and what happened to me yesterday.
Speak up a little bit, brother, please.
Yeah, can you hear me better?
Yeah, but it's slightly faint. That's why I asked you to speak up a little bit.
You can't hear me better now?
Oh, excellent, excellent. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Here's what happened. I was listening to Dr. B the other day, and he was telling me about different frequencies and whatnot. And I went on YouTube, and I found a few. I was kind of stretched out, and I looked at a video. Well, I listened to one of the videos. It was on a 432 hertz. And
yeah.
I was listening to it. I listened to it for maybe about an hour, and after that, I started looking at the Forex, and I wanted to make a trade, but I ended up falling asleep. So what happened was the next morning when I woke up, and the sun woke me up. The bright sun woke me up, and it came through my curtains, and I started staring into it, and it for some reason I couldn't. I mean, the skies were clear. It didn't quite look like the sun, but I was able to look into the sun for almost a whole minute. And then after that, I mean, I couldn't. It was almost at a point where I couldn't move. I couldn't look at anything else but the sun. That looking directly into it. And after that, I looked at the 4X again. I just so happy I didn't get in the trade that I wanted to, but it did exactly what I wanted it to. But I'm trying to figure out what happened in between that time for me to wake up. I've never been able to, like, directly look into the sun. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to figure that out. I don't know if it has something to do with the frequency that I was listening to, or I don't know. It was different, and it almost shocked me that morning because I had never experienced anything like that before.
Well, first of all, brother, let me tell you, at that particular time, depending on what you were listening to, your frequency could have been very high. And sometimes when we turn our frequency up because of what we're listening to, we don't have an understanding of the effects that it's having internally. You see, there are 50 tones that literally can bring healing and elevate us to different levels. But those tones start on a regular ohm level. You ever hear people start meditating, they go, ohm. Well, they're trying to get their body vibration on a level in which they can feel the control and elevate it through their meditation, through their breathing. So in this situation, literally, you might be waking up and looking into the sun like that. That's not really a good thing to do because the sun does have a certain degree of power and a negative effect on the eyes, but not to everybody. I've seen and heard of people that are called sun gazers, and that's what they do. So to say how that affect you, I really couldn't tell you that. But am I surprised by what you've told me? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So that can be what they consider a unique experience for that individual. So if you can chalk it up to your experience and be able to tap into it at a later date for your personal repertoires, that works to your advantage. Who knows? It may be a way of opening up your mind to something else that I haven't received yet. I don't know. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Hey, but you know, we got another caller, Rob. Didn't mean to rush, but we got another caller. Didn't want to run out of time. But hey, I just want to say real quick, it's known, as Brother David said, sun gazing. There's only two times that you could look directly in the sun. It's known as the blue hour, the first hour of sunrise and the hour before sunset. That's the only time. Let's go to the next caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother Davis?
Hey, peace, peace, gentlemen. Hey, I was sitting here listening intently. I'm going to tell you guys, I went this week to take my first class for the MetaNet. I've been studying on my own, but I wanted to learn to read the Oracle. Now, I had a guy give me a reading. He gave me a reading. The front end of the reading was so tough, I discontinued the reading because I don't want to be swayed. But because of somebody else's energy, you know what I'm saying? I like to go in on a neutral basis, as you, if you understand what I'm saying, come in balanced. So many things Brother David says, I have a problem meditating. I can shut down, get quiet, everything for an hour, but I can't let go. I can't slip away.
Brother, have you started the initiation process?
That's where I'm at right now.
Well, good. Great, brother. I'm going to tell you, Brother Bragg, you are the example of someone who's operating in an area that they know they want to achieve in, and you're applying that. Continue doing what you're doing, brother, because you know the result you want is there. You just got to go through the process. And this meditation that you're going... Absolutely. Well, I'm going to tell you something. The cards, you're at a good place. You're at a good place. Do you have any of the any Tawi students around you?
No. I went up here with the SRCO. I'm in Chicago, so I had to go into the city.
Oh, okay. Okay, and, not a problem. No.
So these guys, they're on point. I said, hey, you know, I got three more classes, but you know, I got to catch up on my reading. I was up to the fourth chapter. I've been in the MetaNet, in and out of it, in and out of it, because there's so many beautiful things in there, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
You know, as far as manifested energy, unmanifested energy, making things happen with your mind, we can all do this if we focus and if we believe. If we believe for real. And most people, now see, I can concentrate like that, but I can't let go. I can't, like, go in. I can't. If you understand what I'm saying, I'm trying to.
I understand exactly what you're saying, brother, because I've been where you are. And see, a lot of people don't understand about when you say your thought process elevates you, but it's through your constant reading, your constant exposure, that you allow yourself to be able to move to the next level. And that's why you get to that point sometimes when you got to constantly go. But let me say this. Have you got Kemetic Success yet? It's a book called Kemetic Success.
No, I don't have that book.
Brother, you want to elevate quicker because it gives you a lot more plain information. That Kemetic Success, it's K-A-M-I-T-C-T, but you'll be surprised once you read it how it brings a lot of much more clarity. We could go on all day, but listen, Brother Braggs, you got my personal number?
No, I don't.
Hey, Dave, text me my personal number. I have gone through initiation several times, Brother Braggs. If I can help you, do call me. But definitely text me my number, man.
Yes, sir. I'll get Brother Braggs your number. Man, some of the most powerful brothers I know and sisters I know are right here on Tando Radio Show Live and on Black Talk Radio Network. Okay, everyone, we need to go ahead and leave Brother Davis. Man, full calls and the questions were, man, phenomenal. And the overall guidance and the introduction to it all is
is, like I always like to say, God has made everything perfect, but now is requiring us to make it work perfectly. And this is what I appreciate about the Davis team. Much love, much respect. Thank you so much, Brother Davis. Okay, everyone, that is the end of the show. Coming up right after Tando Radio Show is the new Abolition Radio, is coming up right up after, so stay tuned. Must catch that show. Much love, much respect. Talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.